Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver Towing. And today we're going to be joined by modified driver Dalton Majors. We'll also hear from Rich Voss from Sign Pro here in Owatonna, Bob Baker, executive director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction, and a little more about our sponsor, Pulver Towing, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
As the leading slat replacement professionals in the U.S., Altenberg Construction knows what works and what doesn't. Simply put, they understand your business. Altenberg Construction started in 1994 and has over 27 years of experience and has completed more than 5,000 hog and cattle barns in 14 states. Every customer is unique and every situation is different. That's why their employees are company trained. Trust the slat replacement professionals at Altenberg Construction. Give them a call, 888-435-2210, or see altenbergconstruction.com.
Your home is your sanctuary. The next time you need appliance service, invite someone in that will treat it that way. Sorensen's Appliance Service is locally owned with 15 years of experience. Sorensen's Appliance Service also has fully certified technicians who will leave your home as clean as they found it. If you want fast, efficient, and cleanly service, contact Sorensen's Appliance Service today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
When your family needs a tow, trust the family that's been doing it for the last 100 years. The Schaefer family and the Pulver Towing Company has been helping folks get out of ditches and back on the road for five generations, and they did it all while treating customers like part of the family. As the first Schaefer to start towing once said, always worry about the customer and not the competition. For light to heavy and even equipment transport, call Pulver Towing at 507-282-3851 to get the best.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding area. In Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Join the dark side. DeVilba's Racing Chassis specializes in modified and sport mod chassis. All chassis have laser cut and CNC bent pro moly tubing. DeVilba's has teamed up with Medieval Metalworks to capitalize on cutting edge manufacturing processes and consistencies. DeVilbiss offers the industry's top first-hand technical support. Parts are on hand, so there is no delay in racing. DeVilbiss is now servicing all regions, including locations in New Mexico and Minnesota. Contact Zane, 505-402-4505.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show. And it is my pleasure to be joined by Dalton Majors. And Dalton, let's go back to 2009. The Northland Tour Karting Series, you won every heat race and every feature in your class for the entire season. Now that's an awesome season.
Yeah, that was an awesome year that year in go-karts, man. We put the kart on the track and never really looked back. And it was a rocket ship all year. Even the following year after that, too, is we went to three or four different tracks that we'd never been to and just kicked some butt. So it was fun. Miss those days.
What lessons did you learn from kart racing that still apply today? I know many of the drivers I've had on a show learned the importance of maintenance away from the track, tire prep, keeping up their momentum. There's a lot of lessons you can take away from karting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You hit that all right on the nuts, you know. Maintenance is key, you know. The races are won in the shop, you know, and definitely learn patience in go-karts, you know. You couldn't really run a high groove. You couldn't really do much. You kind of have to be patient, wait for your right time to make a move and how to make the move. But, yeah, definitely tires and everything is so important in go-karts, too. It's probably even more important in go-karts than it is in the mods, but definitely spend a lot of hours tire prep still.
Be patient and wait for somebody else to make a mistake.
Definitely, definitely.
Your hometown is Redwood Falls, Minnesota. It's great growing up in a town with a racetrack basically in your backyard, Redwood Speedway.
You know, that's kind of where the racing come from. You know, I watch the local guys each and every week and had those favorite guys, you know, Kurt Lund, just to be one of them, you know, and then get to race with them for many years and just being able to go there on a Sunday night and being able to stay up past your bedtime on a school night, you know, it was something fun, something cool every night, you know.
You also managed to do something at Redwood Falls Speedway I don't think anyone else has ever done. Parked a modified on top of an infield tractor tire. Now, I have to know the story behind that picture.
Oh, yeah. Everybody asked about that. I think I was racing for 12th in the 1,000-to-win race. I think, I don't know, second year in a mod. They didn't really race through the checkered and locked up the brakes, and it spun around and just kind of teeter-tottered right on top of the tractor tire. It gets brought up quite often for some reason.
Currently, you're installing flooring and taking your contractor's license this winter. How did you get involved in being a contractor?
Well, I worked construction since I was probably 15 or 16 and just never really left it. I went to school to be an electrician, did that a few years and just had different, better opportunities and worked for a couple of different contractors in town and finally, you know, just decided I want to do my own thing and the opportunity was right and the flooring store in town really needed a lot of help. So I got pushed into some really good, nice jobs. So I just bit the bullet and went on my own and I'm actually really enjoying it a lot and hopefully can do my contractor's license this winter and progress from there.
Another interesting race in your modified career was at Murray County Speedway, the last night for national points, and the two guys running for the championship were there starting at the tail end of the feature, and you managed to pull out a third place finish that night at Murray County Speedway and win the track championship, and that grandstand was rocking. People were pounding their feet. They knew what was about to happen when that green flag dropped.
Yeah, that was a fun race. A lot of heavy hitters, and it's always interesting over at Murray County Speedway. You know, it's a fun track, and it's tricky. You know, you got to be on your toes. And if it's kind of like the go-kart days, if you screw up a little bit, you're getting passed. So you got to stay consistent and hit your marks each and every time. And I think we did pretty decent that night.
Something I've noticed watching cars at Murray County Speedway, the guys that can handle turn three really well, that can drive it in there a little further, but not too far, you're going off the end, make up a lot of time.
Yeah, that's true. You know, at times the track is really, really fast up at three and four. You got to hang them over and just give her hell, I guess. And that's what a lot of the tracks, you know, kind of around here are, is if they're tacky and whatnot, you just got to hang her loose.
One of my all-time favorite modified drivers was number 72, Tyler Limoge. He has taken some time off for racing, but he still helps on your car.
Yeah, Tyler is my brother-in-law, actually, and he's a hell of a race car driver. I learned so much from him in and out of the shop, and I couldn't thank him enough for where I am today and everything he does. But yeah, he's taking some time off. He's got a little two-year-old and my nephew. Yeah, he still helps out in the shop here and there, you know, setting valves and helping us scale the car here and there. And yeah, I couldn't thank Tyler for all his knowledge and everything for him.
You also get the opportunity to hang around with Sprint Car, modified and stock car driver Kurt Lund.
Yeah, I've known Kurt since I was in diapers. I don't know if you want to say you learn a lot from him, but he's got some knowledge in there if you want to believe him or not. But he's a nice guy, man. We've had a lot of fun racing on the track and on and off the track too. Like I said, I grew up watching him and cheering my lungs out when I was a little kid.
In the off season, many drivers have a need for speed, and you do some snowmobiling and also help out with your local snowmobile club.
Yeah, you know, if I ain't in the race car, I'm always doing something, either tinkering on snowmobiles or four-wheelers or something like that. You know, it's kind of in the blood. But yeah, I'm in the Minnesota Valley Snow Riders Club in Redwood Falls here, and we always can use some help. Everybody's kind of getting older, and there's only a couple younger guys out helping. But yeah, I'm always doing something motor-related, and never stop. Go, go, go.
And that's usually what many people find out with clubs. There's a handful of people that do the majority of the work.
Yeah, that's true. You know, my dad and his friend and a couple other guys are, you know, really the only ones left of the club. And I kind of grew up doing it too and really enjoyed it. And you kind of have to have some young crowd in there to help. And I got a couple buddies that help here and there, which is very thankful for them. But hopefully we can keep everything going. We have an awesome set of trails. I don't know, we have probably 200 miles of trails up here in Redwood, and it's really unfortunate that we don't get the right snow, but we've got a brand new groomer operators and everything, so it's, when we get snow, she's going to be ready to rock, but we just got to get the snow.
In 2020, you had 5 feature wins, including Slayton, Arlington, and North Central Speedway. Any of those feature wins stand out from the others?
I would say probably North Central. That was my first win up there, and I think I started like 6th or 7th, and those guys, they race up there every week, and that's a tricky track if anybody's ever been there. And I was able to lead probably half of it and was held off the probably 2-time champ there, so that was pretty cool. But I don't know, Arlington's always hard to win at, and so is Murray County. So it's always, you know, a win's a win. You're always pretty excited when you get some around here. You know, they don't come very often. They don't come very easy.
Every track you go to, there's a hot shoe.
You dang right. There's more than one hot shoe, it seems like, you go to every track.
Your son has become an important part of the race team. Do you discuss all setup with him?
Yeah, he's big, big into the race team. He's the number one fan, you know. I try to ask him here setups here and there, and he just says no sometimes. So sometimes we leave the car alone, and sometimes I just can't listen to him. But yeah, he's all for it, and hopefully he wants to stay doing it, and hopefully he doesn't take my car away from me or something one of these days.
In 2021, you kind of flipped your mindset from racing locally to having fun. 47 nights of racing at 15 different tracks.
Yeah, you know, last year we kind of raced locally all year, and I was bringing my son Deegan to the ones I could, and I just kind of set back, and, you know, like, I didn't know how much I'd be able to keep doing what I can, you know, with him disinterested in racing. So I just kind of, like you said, flipped my mindset, and let's go racing, let's go have fun, not stress over points. And yeah, we went all the way down to Arizona in January, and we went to Bristol in March, and we've been all over the states around us. It's been a blast.
Were you able to get out to Jamestown over the Labor Day weekend?
I was. So Labor Day weekend, we were going to head over to Ada, and then we're going to hit Fargo and Glendon. Well, everybody remembers Labor Day. It was pretty wet all weekend, so we made her halfway to Ada, and it rained out, so we were just going to head to Fargo, hang out with some friends, and then they rained out the next day, so we just kept heading west and ended up in Mandan on Friday night. And then I think we finished 7th or 8th or something like that. And then on the way home, not really on the way home, but hour and a half closer, we hit up Jamestown and waited the rain out for a couple hours. And then got to go racing probably 9:30, started. The heat race was pretty greasy and couldn't really do much. Got us top 5, luckily, for a little redraw, and started 10th and took the lead with the last lap. So that was pretty cool. Passed the track champ, actually, on the last lap. The lap traffic helped a little bit, but, you know, we got her done.
You mentioned over the winter you went to Cocopa Speedway in Arizona for the Winter Nationals. What was that trip like, and what's the track surfaces like down in Arizona? Are they very sandy?
Yeah, we went down there the first, second week of January, and I actually went with a couple of my buddies, Jesse Rogowski and Matt Olson, and it was a fun couple of weeks. It was a vacation for sure. We kind of struggled with the car a little bit the week or so, but ended up making a couple shows. But yeah, the track is somewhat similar to up north, like kind of sandy. It's like sandy, but yeah, it doesn't tear your tires up or nothing. It was really nice that you didn't really have to worry about tires much. But yeah, it was a unique racetrack and a lot of fun, actually.
And you also mentioned, like many others in the area, you made the trip of a lifetime down to Bristol. I mean, when you have the chance to race at Bristol, let's pack up and go. And that had to be one heck of a trip, because all of the photos and posts I saw, everybody was having a great time, regardless with the flooding and the weather.
You dang right. Yeah, we saw that Bristol was racing, and it was one of those things. It was a lifetime deal, and we had a blast doing it. We actually raced the IMCA mod, and then we raced my IMCA mod in the open class, too, and actually almost did better in the open class than anything. And I feel like the old go-kart days came back out of there. You know, had to keep the momentum up and don't hit the moguls and just keep pounding laps and don't get sideways. And that's what we did. We were in the last chance qualifier, started in the back, and ended up getting fourth and made the actual show in the open class. But we made an A main and got like fifth, and like Thornton and, oh, shoot, I don't even know. There was so many of those heavy hitter guys, they're starting right next to me. I started right behind Thornton, and I asked him if I could tie a rope to his bumper and follow him around. He said, go ahead, but I couldn't get the rope tied fast enough. But yeah, like I said, that Bristol was phenomenal. Words can't even describe. We were parked a mile out, and it was so much fun. The track, the racing, and the party afterwards, and just the environment was so much fun.
When did you start doing your signature backflip in Victory Lane?
Oh, and I don't even know. Probably one of the first times I won a modified. I think it was probably Redwood in 13 or 14 or something like that. My sister has something a little to do with that. She's been in gymnastics all her life, so we've had trampolines, and she's always pushing me to do dumb stuff. So she has a little something to do with that.
You might want to tell her to watch the video of sprint car driver Tyler Walker doing that, and he actually landed a little wrong and blew his knee out.
Oh, no. Yeah, hopefully I don't do that. I took a year off or so of doing that. I messed my ankle up, so I didn't really do it as often. And then the old beers got into my race suit a little bit, so got a little snug for a while.
Thoughts on racing your modified at Arlington Raceway? The speeds that the modifieds are running there are just tremendous.
Yeah, that track's pretty fast around. It's probably one of the fastest other than Fairmont. But yeah, when it's nice and smooth around the top, you can really barrel it in there pretty fast and really don't really have to lift much. And it carries some pretty dang good speed. It's a good track. It's pretty fun.
The new Worthington Speedway, it's great to see that track back up and racing.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It was closed down for a couple of years there. It sucked, you know, and then they come back and race a few weekday specials, and we went to them a few times, and yeah, that track's a lot of fun. I picked up a couple of wins, I think it was the year before, and yeah, I'm glad to see them back. I'm kind of disappointed. I didn't really get there that much this year. I went there, I think, one time. Other than that, I haven't really made it back there. I've been planning to, but then all these other bigger shows or some other stuff comes up, and I never do make it. I haven't made it back there yet.
As a fan, I call it rough, but drivers seem to call it tracks with character. What are your thoughts on racing a bumpy track?
You know, I think it adds character. You can either run through the holes, drive through it, or plow through it, you know. Like you said, it adds character, and to an extent that rough tracks are all right. But, yeah, you kind of got to avoid the holes at times, and it makes it a better race because some guys just can't get it through their head. They'll just keep going through the hole. Well, you go around the hole, it's a little faster. You go through the hole differently. You know, you can pick up some more speed. Tyler Limoges definitely taught me that in Slayton there for a couple of years. There would be a rough night, and he said, don't hit it straight on or something. Just drive across it instead of through it. And, you know, it really upped my game after realizing all that. And you just kind of got to avoid everything or make the track faster than what it was, you know.
We saw you at the Harris Clash this season. That is a tough job to make that A main at that event.
Yeah, for sure. That Harris Clash deal is awesome. If you can have the opportunity to race at Deer Creek, definitely go, no matter what it is. It's an awesome facility, and like you said, though, the Harris Clash is super hard to get in. You know, there's almost 100 modifieds, and there's heat races, and it takes a winner. And then you're in the B mains. Well, last couple of years, I've drew 180 and 160 or something like that. So this year, it didn't make the show. I think I got a sixth in the B mains, started eighth in the heat race, got sixth, and it was just tough competition. But the year before was pretty good. I think I started seventh in the heat and got third or second in the heat race, and then started the B and fourth and won the B and started 20-some in the A main, and I was up to 12th, and was running the rail a little too hot and kind of hit the wall and put her on the lid, so that was unfortunate, but we were moving forward, so it was pretty cool. It happens.
Biggest win so far in your racing career?
Oh, boy. I would say it almost have to be in the go-karts kind of a deal. One of the big Northern Tour races, the 1,000 to win up in, I think it was Superior, Wisconsin. But I would say in a modified, I've only won a couple big shows in Slayton, and I'd say those are probably the biggest win is 1,000 or 1,200 to win in Slayton. But we've been traveling, trying to hit all these big shows and try our luck, and we're close. It's just these guys got a lot of backing and a lot of support, and which not saying I don't, but they're fast, and that's one way to get faster is race against all those bigger guys. So haven't really gone to too many huge shows other than the Clash and stuff before this year. So, but yeah, just trying to venture out this year and have fun too. So that was all it's about.
Goals as a modified driver?
Oh boy, I don't know. There's a lot of goals. You can have a national title, it'd be sweet. Obviously, you're never going to get there because you can never race that much. State title, you know, you could just race every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday around here. Then that defeats my purpose of what I've been doing this year, you know, just traveling and having fun. So, I don't know. I think a big, big race, 2-3 grand race somewhere would be pretty sweet. I-80. Silver Dollar Nationals race, we went down there this year. That was fun, but you know, you gotta draw good. I drew 99 out of 100 the second day. It was just one of those deals, and it'd be fun to win a big show like that, or 2-3 grand. It'd be pretty cool. Obviously the 10K race up north would have been pretty sweet to win one of them, but everybody and their brother that's name guys out there come up for it and showed us what they had.
Who helps you out on the car as far as sponsors?
I have a lot of sponsors. I have probably 28 or so sponsors. I'd have to thank my dad with Mark Spawning Glass, Brighter Home Store, Goldbush Construction, Heroes Hauling, Thielen Coaches, Ryan Kramer Trucking, Dent Works, Uptown Auto, Triple V Construction, Spray Foam Solutions, Martholler Chevy of Redwood Falls, Prescott Trucking, AJ Processing, Auto Value Parts Store, MJ Mechanicals, Davis Graphics, Redwood Building Center, Souther Farms, Eco Water, Ouija Feeds, Plaza Garibaldi, Pizza Ranch, EJ Bar and Grill for keeping our beer cold, Post 38 Legion, the Jans Family Creative Details, and I definitely have to thank Bob Harris Enterprises for giving me a nice car and Speedworks headers.
Dalton, it's awesome, your attitude this season. Run wherever you can have fun, and what's fun as a fan is we never know where you're going to show up. Whatever track we're at, you might just be there, and good luck on the rest of the season and getting ready for 2022, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you. No problem. It was fun chatting with you.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is the only museum in the world that's solely dedicated to sprint car racing. Right now, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is featuring our Salute to Champion Greg Hodnett exhibit, featuring 8 of the sprint cars Greg drove during his illustrious career. Plus, you'll see 12 Knoxville National winning race cars on display inside the museum and learn about the Knoxville National winning drivers that drove them to past Nationals victories. That's all at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, open year-round in Knoxville.
Byers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y-blocks to drag race engines, street rods to pulling tractors, Byers Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your 2- and 4-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the 2-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-scf.com.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold. Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be out at SignPro in Owatonna, and many companies are choosing to go to EMC Digital Displays. Talk about those very popular signs.
Thanks, Clay. It's great to have you here again. The electronic messaging centers are very exciting just because of the versatility of them. You can put pictures on them, change the message as often as you would like to change. So it's very efficient on people who want to change the message and show their events or their specials or things like that.
And what's nice is they can update all of that stuff themselves.
Right. They're all updatable from their computer. They could do it from their laptop. Often they can do it from their phone. Most of them come with a cell phone hookup, so they can do it from anywhere.
Traditional signs aren't the traditional signs anymore. Channel letters, panel signs, dimensional letters, window graphics, sign cabinets, and more. If there is a place for a sign,
SignPro can create it.
There is almost nothing you can't turn into a sign, whether you like it to be a giant billboard with your logo and your information splashed all over it, or something very small just to show that you are a company.
Decals, whether it's a tribute to someone you lost, or a label for something you sell at the farmer's market, you can do all of the design and production for those labels.
That's right. We have a couple of graphics designers here. So if you have an idea what you like, you've seen something on the internet, you have a picture of it, you have a drawing on a piece of paper, bring it in. We can work with that.
And as you've always said over the years, a good sign and a good logo really showcases your business.
Oh, that's true. Just think of all the monster logos and things that are very useful, and everybody knows what that logo is just by looking at it. So if you have a logo that stands out from somebody else's, you'll get some attention.
Vehicles. The technology in the graphic industry is amazing. The race cars and trailers I see at the tracks, to flames that really actually look like fire. The possibilities are virtually endless, and if you can dream it, SignPro can do it.
That's right. We wrap pickup truck just recently with the Constitution of the United States on it, and it was fantastic. So you can do almost anything you want can imagine within good taste.
And also, it's taking the customer's vision that they can see in their mind and bringing it to the forefront.
That's right, because in the end, the customer has to be happy with what the graphic's going to look like.
The auto trim design part of the business, boat seats, convertible tops, interiors, and headliner replacement. Now is the time to get those projects in here.
That's right. It's almost boat time. So if your boat's coming out of the water, maybe your classic car is going into storage for the winter, and you need seats redone, pull them out, bring them in. We'll have them ready for you in the spring when that thing comes out of the storage, and just bolt them back in. They'll look like new.
SignPro in Owatonna is also the area's WeatherTech dealer. Fall and winter are coming.
That's right. WeatherTech is the premier product for keeping mud and snow out. I keep them in my car. I take them out during the summer so I can enjoy the nice carpet. And then in the fall, we put them back in so that it catches all the dirt, snow, and mud and everything else all winter long.
Skid plates, running boards, bed liners, mud flaps, anything you can do to protect your vehicle's investment and prolong its life, you do right here at SignPro.
We do a lot of those things to make your vehicle safe and useful for your business, for your personal, and put your own little flair to it so you have a special ride.
You can take an ordinary rig and make it look extraordinary.
There are a lot of accessories you can throw on, especially on pickup trucks now, that make it very cool.
You're also nifty, but not too spendy.
That has turned into our theme for the SignPro business of being nifty but not too spendy. We'll do everything we can to stay inside your budget. And if you have a budget that you want to not want to exceed, we'll design something within that budget.
How can they find out more about everything you do here at SignPro and auto trim design here in Owatonna?
Well, you can sure check us out on the web at signpromn.com and autotrimmn.com. Call us or just swing by the shop. We'll show you something. We have many vehicles of our own in the parking lot that we can show you almost any kind of accessory or graphic you want.
You're always working on something cool, and it's always great to be out here. And thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Clayton.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
You already know, Rhino Ag builds the most robust tractor accessories in the agriculture industry. Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click on the Build Your Rhino tab. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. As always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com. Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology in packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 507-455-2893. That's 507-455-2893.
Hey everyone, this is Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products with today's tech tip. Today we're going to talk about our engine and rear end lift handles. These are a real nice piece we've been making for quite a few years. One end has a 3/8 coarse thread stud, and the other one is drilled and tapped 5/8 coarse thread. So you can thread four of these into your engine, and you and three of your homeboys can carry an engine around, or you put two on each side of the rear end, and then you and another guy can carry a rear end around very easily. Real nice trick tool, available at weirsmachine.com. As always, check us out online at weirsmachine.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And Bob, it's hard to believe one last event at Knoxville Raceway, but it is a big one. The Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals at Knoxville Raceway. And you always have some great things going on at the museum during all of the major events.
Hey, Clayne, thank you for having us on the show, first of all, today. It's always fun to talk with you and get the word out on what's going on in Knoxville around the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and Knoxville Raceway. And you're right, it's hard to believe the season's winding down. The Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals, Knoxville Nationals, is our final event of the year, coming up just a few days on September 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's a three-day race, and what's kind of unique about the event itself is that all the drivers race all three nights. Everybody races in a complete show on Thursday and again on Friday. And then on Saturday night, whichever of the two nights, Thursday or Friday, the driver has accumulated the most points, that's the night they use to line up Saturday night's feature races. So it's a lot of fun. And this year, I think the Malvern Bank late models are coming back again as a support class on Saturday night. So there'll be plenty of race cars and racing Saturday night in addition to the 100-lap feature for the Knoxville Late Model Nationals. And our museum does have a lot of things going on. We've been digging through our archives about the last couple of weeks, looking for old programs from past Knoxville Dirt Late Model Nationals. And this will be the 17th year of the event. And so we've got about 15 or 16 years worth of old programs. We're going to set those out for people to look at. And if anybody's interested in buying a copy, we've got all the old copies that we've saved throughout the years. We're going to have out on a table right in the front of the lobby. So we've got that kind of going on, plus everything we normally have inside our museum store. And we do have Tim McCready will be here talking with Dave Argerbright on Friday at 11 o'clock on our museum's second floor. And that'll be quite a fun time because after they finish their conversation, they open the floor up for questions from the public. And race fans can ask Tim or Dave Argerbright anything they'd like. Tim McCready currently is the point leader for the Lucas Oil Late Model Series, so we're pretty excited to have the point leader in here, be able to talk with everybody. And believe it or not, Dave Argerbright is starting to slow down his career just a little bit. And this will be probably one of the last TV events that he'll be broadcasting on here in Knoxville. And he has broadcast over 50 live events from Knoxville Raceway throughout his career. And that's more events than any other broadcaster or sports personality here in Knoxville. If you think back, you know, to the days when Evans and everybody else that's been here in the past has broadcast race on TNN, the National Network, or MAV-TV, or ESPN Sports, Dave has actually done more broadcasting of live events than anybody else in the history of the track. So it's going to be kind of bittersweet. You know, this will be his last live event from Knoxville Raceway with Lucas Oil Knoxville Late Model Nationals coming up on September 16th and 17th. So Dave will be fun to ask questions of also, because he's been at every one of the Lucas Oil Knoxville Late Model Nationals, and he's got a lot of history at Knoxville Raceway. So both Tim McCready and Dave will be here on Friday morning at 11 o'clock up on our museum second floor. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, the races each evening at Knoxville Raceway right outside our museum here in Turn 2. And that's a big night for all of our suite holders, all three nights as we end our season.
Bob, if they'd like to find out more about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and everything you have to offer, what's the best way to do that?
They can go online at SprintCarHOF.com. That's short for Sprint Car Hall of Fame, SprintCarHOF.com. They can also look up all the merchandise in our store at SprintCarStuff.com. Or if they have a question, they can call our toll-free number at 800-874-4488. And we always have somebody here during the day, 7 days a week. A lot of people don't know it, but we're open 7 days a week year-round. So even after the race season's over, we're here open every day of the week, even Saturday and Sunday, for people to come in and go through the museum. We always have over 30 race cars on display, and shop in the museum store, look at the racetrack, check out the movie theater to see what's playing, and check out all of our great National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees up on our second floor.
Bob, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Clayne, thanks for having us on The Dirt Show. Hope everybody can make it down to Knoxville for our final race of the season, September 16th, 17th, and 18th. With the Knoxville Late Model Nationals.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing, 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction. And Andy, the Stock Car Nationals, Saturday, September 18th at Deer Creek Speedway. How did you get involved in bringing this event to the next level?
It was an idea that I had for a few years now, and just went to the Queenslands and to up the purse a little bit more. It's been a really awesome race, not only from a watching perspective, but with me having a stock car and being able to race in it as well. It's been a lot of fun. From the amount of cars they get and the talent they get is truly amazing.
And September is really an awesome time of year for these special events. And when you add some money to that purse, as you can see around the country, big pay brings big cars.
Yeah, it seems like the stock car class in general has been really blowing up. You know, we haven't seen a lot of huge numbers on weekly shows, but there's a lot of not only modified guys, but late model guys even jumping in stock cars with all these bigger paying shows literally scattered throughout the year. It's pretty amazing what a stock car can race for literally every month of the year.
And as a fan, I see some of the top modified drivers that are also running a stock car at all the tracks that they go to, so you know they are having fun racing those things.
Oh, yeah. From my personal perspective, it's a blast. You know, it has been an economical class to be in for quite some time. the technology and stuff like that has really come on strong here the last years. I think partly because of the mod guys getting into it and stuff like that. And you just really got to be on your game to get wins anymore.
Now, obviously, you're involved at a sponsorship level, but I'm sure you're also going to be running in this event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we plan on being there, as we always are. You know, I haven't sponsored it in the past, but it's been growing more and more. And like I say, the town told to see over 100 cars there. I think they got close. The last few years, I want to say they had 70, 80 cars the last few years. And like I say, the talent that shows up and just the racing has been 3-4 wide. Last year was a completely amazing race. The guy spun out, I think, on lap 2, came from the back and won the thing. So that's pretty unheard of anymore.
It's going to be awesome watching the double zero of Andy Altenberg Saturday, September 18th at Deer Creek Speedway at the Stock Car Nationals. How can they find out more about Altenberg Construction and what you do, Andy?
They can either go to the website, which is altenbergconstruction.com, or 888-435-2210.
And how can they find out more about the Stock Car Nationals?
They can go to Deer Creek Speedway, or as always, give them a call, or look for them on Facebook.
Andy, Stock Car Nationals, it's going to be a blast Saturday, September 18th, and thanks for supporting this show, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
With football and beautiful weather aplenty, you'll want to make quick work of everything on your automotive to-do list. Napa Auto Parts can help with great offers in September. Save time and money with a Craftsman cordless half-inch impact wrench kit for $199. And avoid waiting for a friend or a tow truck when your battery is down with the Napa 700A jump starter in your trunk. It's also specially priced at just $55.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Played bumper tag lately? No matter how your car gets damaged, Midwest Collision will make sure it gets fixed right and on time. No shortcuts, no compromises. And remember, where you get your car repaired is not your insurance company's decision. It's yours, so make the right choice. Choose your locally owned and operated Midwest Collision. Give Bob a call today at 332-2434. That's 332-2434.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Pulver Towing. And Josh, we keep getting these heavy rains in certain areas, and harvest is getting started, and you have the perfect unit if somebody gets into a wet spot in their fields and gets stuck.
Yeah, we do. We have an off-road recovery system, which is a winch box on a skid loader. We have them located at our division. So if you're out in the middle of that field and you need to get going, and we can be out there in a matter of minutes, really, depending how far away you are. We're ready to go. We can get you back in, get that harvest done, whatever it may be, sugar beets. I know that started already. Our corn and soybean harvest is not that far off. So we're ready to go right now. So if you need us, give us a call.
And a word that I don't know if everybody understands the meaning came up in an interview a couple weeks ago when we were talking about your 100-year anniversary party in Rochester, and you were going to do a demonstration with a rotator. What is a rotator, and what are the capabilities?
A rotator, we have multiple in our fleet, and they have the capabilities of working wrecks off the side of the road, leaving the lanes of traffic open. It's a small crane. We do a lot of undecking for the dealerships. We can also do a lot more services than just towing. I know when people think of the industry, it's always towing and recovery. But we do all kinds of things like setting signs, air conditioner units, lifting things that need to be loaded on trailers. A universal truck basically is a crane. You can rotate things 360 degrees around the truck, and it has significant lifting power. So not just the towing and recovery industry. The rotators can be used for many different things. And we ended up doing that demonstration with a fully loaded milk truck that we got from Dean's Westside out of Owatonna, laid it over on a car and stood that thing straight up. They're incredible pieces of equipment that we use in our industry, and they're universal for much, much more.
And as listeners can already tell by this conversation, if you're stuck in the field 2 miles off the road, or you're in a ditch traveling down I-90, all you have to do is call Pulver Towing, and you have a crew across the state from border to border that can come get you.
Yeah, we're ready to go for any situation. Just reach out to us at 507-282-3851, and we'll get you help no matter where you're at.
Josh, thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time here on The Dirt Show.
Thanks. Have a good one.
At Land Pros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Land Pros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Land Pros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL. Or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers. Heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies Sauces and Seasonings.
Arlington Raceway was racing last Saturday night, September 4th, in the Hobby Stock A Main. Corey Probst over Joe Hughesby in a Sport Compacts. Alan Lahr over Nate Koopman in the Sport Mods. Jared Baumeister over Matthew Loaf in the Carts. Jake Robb, Travis Manderfield, and Connor Meyer all got checkered flags. In the Modified A-Main, Trent Loverud over Chad Porter. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Rodney Manthe. And in the Stock Cars, Ryan Berkeset over Chad Schroeder. We were at Jackson Motorplex on Saturday night, September 4th. In the Midwest Power Series 360 Sprint Car A-Main, Justin Henderson over Caleb Johnson. And in the UMSS Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Cars, Cam Schaefer over Mike Mueller. They were also racing at Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota. In the Pure Stocks, Austin Moan over Alex Grininger. In the Limited Late Models, Derek Quinn over Sam Zender. In the Hornets, Curtis Huthet over Brady Hagen. In the Midwest Mods, Darren Essinger over Derek Rick. In the Modifieds, Tyler Peterson over Shane Zabraski. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Mike Jans. In the Super Stocks, Shane Zabraski over Jacob Knepper. The USMTS Modified Touring Series descended on Deer Creek Speedway last Saturday night, September 4th. In the 40 lap A Main, Jake O'Neill over Terry Phillips. In the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Hunter Kennedy over Joe Chisholm. In the Stock Cars, Josh Zeman over Pat Graham. And in the USRA Late Models, Justin Sass over Brett Schaefer. Viking Speedway had a doubleheader last weekend. On Saturday night, in the Midwest Mod A-Main, Brendan Gov over Shane Howell. In the Modifieds, Dustin Bitson over Zach Johnson. In the Street Stocks, Parker Anderson over Braden Brower. In the Super Stocks, Trevor Sauer over Jeff Krause. In the Short Trackers, Kevin Youngquist over Sean Robinson. Night 2 at Viking Speedway last Sunday night. In the Wissota Mods, Ron Sauer over Brock Groenwald. In the Modifieds, Zach Johnson over Dustin Bitson. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Parker Anderson. In the Super Stocks, Carter Rents over Jack Caranda. And in the Short Trackers, Kevin Youngquist over Matt Pedersen. Sunday night, we went to the Fayette County Speedway in West Union, Iowa for the USMTS Series. In the 40-lap A-Main, it was Derek Ramirez over Tyler Wolf. In the USRA B-Mods, Josh Ronnie over Dustin Cruz. In the Hobby Stocks, Dustin Gulbranson over Adam Spiker. And in the Stock Cars, Mitch Hoofden over Braden Gehr. Huset Speedway was racing last Sunday and Monday. On Sunday night, in the MSTS 360 Sprint Car A-Main, Main, Eric Lutz over Parker Price Miller, and in the UMSS non-wing sprint car feature, Cam Schaefer over Jake Kuba. And Monday night, September 6th, finale night at Huset Speedway, in the MSTS 360 wing sprint car A Main, Parker Price Miller over Justin Henderson, and in the UMSS non-wing sprint car feature, Cam Schaefer sweeping the weekend over Nick Duranko.
Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Check out Miskin.com. You'll see all the parts available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out. Plus, we can also locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Miskin Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972, and we ship out parts daily. Call us today at 507-684-2100 or check us out online at Miskin.com.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
This week's sponsor is The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.